The New York Times says it ranks up there with green juice and coconut water as the next big thing in the eternal quest for perfect health. ABC News calls it the new juice craze. Celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow, Elle McPherson, Selma Hayek, and Kobe Bryant are hooked on it. What are we all talking about? Bone broth, packed with fat-burning nutrients, skin-tightening collagen components, and gut-healing anti-inflammatory properties, could bone broth be the key to a healthier, happier, slimmer, and younger life? Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, author of The Bone Broth Diet, is here to answer those questions, and it all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a board-certified naturopathic physician and certified nutrition consultant. She's a regular guest on The Doctors, Dr. Oz, and a contributor to The Huffington Post and MindBodyGreen. She's the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet, and Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Cookbook, which shares 125 recipes to help you lose pounds, inches, and wrinkles. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. I mean, it's an important message, and I'm happy to bring it.
Ah, well, thanks for joining us. You know, bone broth is not a new concept. My grandma referred to chicken broth as Jewish penicillin, and my great-grandma made it for her when she was a child. However, it's recently gotten a lot of attention for its ability to help with weight loss, gut health, our immune system, to hair, skin, and nails. Share with us why bone broth is so good for us.
Sure. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I always say I did not invent bone broth. What I did was bring bone broth where it should be, back on the table and back in our body. It has such a powerful effect that, you know, I've been in clinic for 24 years, seen a whole lot of patients. And what really was profound to me about bone broth and what I want everyone to know is that when we use bone broth to lose the weight, lose the wrinkles, to heal the body, to get the immune system really churning, the results became typical. And that got my attention. You know, anytime you're a doctor and you use something that gets typical results and it happens to be natural, you know, you get excited about it. And here's how this happens. Bone broth has amazing components in it. It's all natural, and you just make bone broth by basically you simmer bones for a period of time,
right.
And I usually use stock in there that you would normally use in soup, like onions, celery, anything that you would
right.
normally put in a soup. You simmer that for a long period of time, and then all the goodness comes out. And the goodness amounts to things like great amino acids, which are very upbuilding to the body. The biggest thing about bone broth that people love is it helps bring collagen into your body. It helps your body mainline its own collagen. And collagen is like the glue that holds the body together. So that tight, uplifted look that we all want, that keeps us looking younger, that keeps us healthier, bone broth can do that for you. And also, you know, the bone broth cooked collagen is gelatin. And the one of the biggest keys that we're finding moving forward in health, one of the biggest revolutions we're really finding is that when you heal the gut, you heal your life. And so the biggest property in there is that the collagen, the cooked collagen, the gelatin heals the gut like nobody's business. We've been using this, testing this out. We've seen that, my gosh, when we're healing the gut with this bone broth, hair is lustrous and shiny. Skin, I mean, the wrinkles start to fade. You get a better paler. Your skin looks better. And you can even use this bone broth in a system. And this system helps you lose the inches. And that's what the bone broth diet is all about.
So that's what helps you lose the weight as well. So is the collagen is kind of the fountain of youth for skin, hair, nails. And then what actually is the weight, because you're getting such nutrients to the cells that they're not as hungry?
See, this is such an important point. You bring up such a great point. When your body has what it needs, it's not constantly looking for something else. It's like anything else in human nature.
Right.
When you're fulfilled, when you're satisfied, you're not looking for something else. I mean, even relationships are like this, right? So your cells
True.
Are much the same. When you have nutrient density, sufficiency, instead of deficiency, your body reacts in a different way. But here's how we also use bone broth to lose weight. I created something called mini fasting. You'll see it on Dr. Oz. I'm a regular weekly contributor on the Dr. Oz show, and I bring up many topics. one of the topics that the show found fascinating was this concept, mini fasting. And that's where you sip on bone broth 2 non-consecutive days a week, and you have a light meal at 7 o'clock, which includes what we call our macros, which is the protein, the healthy fat, and the right kind of carbohydrates. Do that 2 non-consecutive days a week, and that really gets things like your human growth hormone. It gets that surging, which is, we know, is the fountain of youth. And it does so many things. It helps your body eat up all that debris and everything it doesn't want. The glycine in there is a great detoxifier. There's so many wonderful things that this methodology does that's in the Bone Broth Diet book and the cookbook. It walks you through this. You'll find a couple days a week, you do these fat-burning foods. You do this mini fasting. You won't miss a thing. You won't be hungry. And if you go to my website, if you go to my socials, you'll see transformations that they'll just blow your doors off. And that's why this whole revolution is happening. You get results. It's very transformative, and it's results-oriented.
Yeah. What type of bones actually make the perfect broth? Is it fish, beef, chicken, pig? When we hear bones, what are the bones?
So it depends what you want. So I always say, if you've just had a baby or anything that really impacts the thyroid, I love fish. So fish broth has been used in the Asian cultures for years to heal a woman after she's had a baby. The iodine in the fish is very healing to the thyroid, which of course is impacted when we go through things like pregnancies, and we want those hormones to balance. This really is a great adjunctive therapy for women who have just had children's fish. We want to use a non-oily fish. A lot of the white fishes are beautiful for this, and it makes a delicious soup. If you don't want to make it yourself, there are companies that, there's one in particular that I've used that I like. There's some companies that actually, that will deliver fish broth to your door. And they, you know, a year ago, if you would have asked me, can I buy these broths? I would have said, no, but now there's quite a few companies that do a really beautiful job at delivering healthy, great broth. And then for beef broth, what you get with beef broth is marrow. So things like oxtail and short rib and anything with cartilage, because this cartilage is going to turn to collagen. And again, that cooked collagen is the gelatin. That's really the backstory of the bone broth, is the gut healing. And so the bone marrow is also found in the beef. And what I love about bone marrow is this is great for the blood. It builds the blood, which means you're healthier. It gives you a stronger, more solid constitution. So that's why we love bone broth and the beef broth. And then chicken broth is the best to start out with. You want to start out with chicken broth, and the chicken broth is the most subtle. So if you are just starting brothing and you say, you know what, I'm new to this, I'm used to the canned soups, which, by the way, bone broth is vastly different than canned soups. And you say to me, you know what, I want to try this, I'm used to this way, I say start with chicken. It doesn't have the strong odor and it doesn't have as strong of a taste. And you can actually use the chicken carcass. You take the chicken off of the bone and you use the carcass, and that's a wonderful way that you can really get a beautiful broth. And again, you use the celery, onion, carrots.
How long do people, I've heard different stories. Some people say
Anywhere from 12 to 18 hours. So, you know, depending on think about the density of the bone, like a chicken is not as dense as the beef bone.
Right.
So anywhere from 12 to 18. So somewhere in that, along those lines, you can make bone broth from a slow cooker, which is my favorite way. It's super simple, super easy. You can make it from a pressure cooker if you want to hit speed dial, which you can make a great bone broth in about 90 minutes. If you're a busy mom like me, and sometimes pre-planning is not in your playbook, you can actually use the pressure cooker. You get great gelatinous broth. Bone broth is one place you want to see jiggles. You want those jiggles with bone broth. So the jiggle means there's a lot of gelatin in there. And again, that's what's going to give you that beautiful skin, hair, nails, all the stuff that you want. And very healing to the gut. So it's a triple whammy. I mean, there's just no better way, I found.
Great. I know you talk a lot about gut and microbes. And I guess that's the number one role in determining a person's weight, right? That would affect it. But let me ask you,
research is showing us. The research, I almost fell over. I'll never forget. I was doing a segment for Good Morning America, and a doctor came on before me, and she started saying, you're not going to believe what we found. You know, they tested this out in twins. They found out that, my gosh, people with a healthier gut are actually slimmer. It does work because it helps you metabolize, digest your food. Again, you get that nutrient sufficiency, which means you're not always having those cravings and crashes looking around for food.
Right. And also, I guess, leaky gut, we hear so much about. I guess that would benefit as well.
Big time. Leaky gut is really something that we need to pay attention to because we know that cases of autoimmunity and autoimmune diseases are climbing and climbing. This is because if you've ever had NSAIDs, if you've ever had anything from a crinkly package or have eaten the modern day diet, you're going to have some kind of resistance in the gut wall. We call it intestinal impermeability. That's where food and particles go through into the bloodstream. Your body starts a war. It does not know there's really no war. There's no war to fight. Your body doesn't know this. It constantly attacks. So that immune system stays turned on. That's when we have those cases of Crohn's and colitis and psoriasis and eczema and all of those autoimmune, all those thyroid problems, and even diabetes really comes down to a matter of autoimmunity. So we really want to pay attention to leaky gut and don't look at it as one of those, you know, foo-foo terms that are used to describe something that we don't understand. Just get the gelatin, the bone broth into your diet, and you don't have to think about it. Have 2 cups a day. That's my prescription. If you say, Dr. Kellyanne, I'm listening to you, but I'm not really into doing the whole diet thing, not into doing the book thing, you don't need to. Just have 2 cups of bone broth a day. Use them instead of that 100 calorie snack pack or whatever you use to juice you in the afternoon to give you that little bit of energy, because the bone broth will give you energy. You ask anyone in my circles, will tell you that, you know, I'm on fire all the time. And I am telling you, my arsenal is bone broth.
That's why you created a popular trend of having people drink bone broth in the morning in place of their coffee. So is that something, that, minus the cream and sugar, right? That probably wouldn't work.
It'd probably be a little gross in bone broth.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of ways you can jazz your bone broth up. Maybe you'll be able to put a little coconut oil in there. There's all kinds of things that you can do to get those extra MCT oil, to get the extra brain octane that you want. But in general, the bone broth in the morning is a great replacement for too many cups of coffee. Or if you want to try to, you know, reduce your coffee, a little bit of coffee is fine. I mean, they've shown, the studies are showing that brain cognition is improved with a little bit of coffee. But what we don't want is to have so much coffee that we're using this as our energy driver, that we're using this to get through the day, and we all do it. And there's a time and a place for that. You're jet lagged, or, you know, you've worked a lot in that time. You know, maybe you have little kids running around. There's always time where that may happen. But what we don't want is to create that adrenal stress by having that all of the time. It may not be a natural course of your life and your habits. That's what you don't want. And so bone broth really helps in reducing the amount of coffee you have. And it does juice you with that energy. It really does. And here's what's paradoxical and interesting is that not only does it juice you with energy, but it also helps you sleep at night. People report, and we just did another test group. I test these things out. So I want everyone to know. I'm very science-based, so I'm not going to tell you something that I haven't seen myself work. You know, I started this myself because I turned 40 and I hit a wall, and I ate clean. I did everything right, and I exercised, and, you know, I really did play by the rules, and yet I was noticing my hair was thinning. I was getting wrinkles. I was getting a pouch around my waist. I was getting thicker and all of these things. I knew that there was something else that was needed. And that's really why I started this. I started this to help myself. And what I couldn't believe is when I started using it on my family after myself, which is how I test things out. And then I start testing it on patients. And then when I see typical results, I say, let's start doing test groups. Let's start testing this out on a lot of people. We've tested it out. And one of the first things that people report is, oh my gosh, I have more energy during the day and I'm sleeping better. So it's the glycine in there that's really a detoxifier that also helps calm your nervous system, helps you sleep at night, and yet all the nutrient density in there helps give you that energy and vitalizes you.
Yeah, I don't think people need a test market. They just need to hear you, and you got all this energy. It's like, hey, I want what she's on.
Well, yeah, kind of like
you're a product.
That.
Yeah, you're a product of the product. You've got some great sustained energy. Let me ask you, thanks to you, there's a lot of products on the market. Is there a difference? Let listeners know, like broth, stock, bone broth, what do they need to look for? Obviously, there's some inferior products. Is there specific tips that we need to know?
Yeah, so here's how you can tell if you have good bone broth. First of all, if you can get organic, please do so, because the health of the animal is actually transferred into you. So the organic and pasture raised, if you can do that, it's always best. We eat so much garbage in our diet, we don't know it, that I am not one of those people that are going to tell you if it's not organic, don't do it. What I'm telling you is do the best you can, but be honest with your financial allocation. Be honest. Don't spend $5,000 on a Chanel bag and tell me that you can't afford organic bone broth. So this is really a conversation about priority. So if you prioritize your finances and you say, I really can't do it, then what I say is do anything you can. You just want to get this goodness in your body. If you can get organic, it's great. There's a lot of good companies online. I sell it at drkellyanne.com. I'm in the bone broth and collagen business. You know, that's my marketplace. So I sell it. But there are other companies that I'm very happy with that sell bone broth as well. There's a whole bunch of them. Usually when it says organic, pasture raised, and you want to watch that salt content, not to have too much salt in there. I'm very careful of that. You know, people are going to drink several cups a day when they're doing the bone broth fasting. So really, you have a lot of opportunities here. I even make a dried broth. If they're done in the right way with the right kind of company who actually cares about quality, because there are people putting things out there that, you know, they don't care about quality. They want to cut corners so they make money from you. So just be careful, because the whole point in this is to heal the gut, get you healthier, and then all the side effects happen. The bright white eyes and the beautiful skin and the wrinkles diminishing and stronger nails and the energy. All of that is, you know, the subcategory of this overhanging fruit, which is you're healthy as heck. And so we want to make sure you maintain that. So there are places online and that I do trust. A lot of these bone broth companies that are popping up, many of them are very, very good.
Good. That's good. And I know you're a firm believer that inflammation is public enemy number one. Why is this such a concern, and how can people know if they have it? And as you mentioned, it starts in the gut. How do people know? Well, I don't think I have inflammation. Nothing looks swollen. That's not how they can tell.
Well, there's two ways. One is a simple way. You can have a C-reactive protein done. That's a blood test, simple blood draw. Your practitioner can do that for you. It's not expensive, easy, not invasive. That can tell you if you have the silent and deadly inflammation. And I say that with a lot of passion, because it is silent and deadly. And just remember, you have two kinds of inflammation. You've got that inflammation, that terrible chronic inflammation that we talked about that creates that autoimmunity. The symptoms of such are the number one symptom that we see are achy joints. People that are tired, they have red, swelling, achy joints, they have bloating, they have constipation, they may have some kind of condition. These are all related to this overwhelming immune problem, this autoimmune problem. You can stop it dead in its tracks by getting on the right track. So you can either test it by your symptomology. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. Oh, really? Achy joints are related to that? Arthritic problems are related to that? Huh. Being really deeply tired all the time. Hey, that bloating every single time I eat, or I wake up like that, or, you know, gosh, you know, my stools aren't right. All of these things, they're all signs. Even blood sugar issues are indicative of all of this. It all ties in together. So either get the C-reactive protein, non-invasive, easy to do, or base it on your symptomology. But either way, start eating the right kind of foods to heal your gut. And my gosh, bone broth is a great way to do that.
So if somebody gets their C-reactive protein, it's high, they start on this program, when should they retest it again? How long before the body's inflammation starts to dwindle?
It will start going down immediately. I mean, we've seen people with amazing results in 21 days, and there's a reason for that. Because your cells, your body's incredibly regenerative. It regenerates itself all the time. It's the beauty and the wisdom of our body's innate. And your cells in your gut actually turn over every 21 days. So if you use your common sense in this, I mean, it makes sense that if you give your body the right building blocks, you give it the right fuel, in 21 days, you're going to have a new set of intestinal cells. And that's a really good start. So depending on where you are, I say cycle it out every 21 days and another 21 days and another, however long it takes. But you will see a remarkable difference in 21 days if you stick to it.
Awesome. Now, I know your bone broth diet cookbook offers a variety of foods. Share with us like a couple examples other than drinking the bone broth. What are some healthy meals that people can look forward to as including in part of their diet?
So here's what you have to know. Anywhere you can put liquids, you can put the broth in instead. Any kind of stews, any kind of sauces, even cocktails. There's like all kind of things that you can do with bone
cocktails.
Broth. But just think, yeah, even cocktails. So cocktail, we mix bone broth in with some vodka. And the vodka that I recommend is always potato vodka. It's either Chopin or Ciroc or one of the less inflammatory vodkas. Tequila is something that people use. I see these are the type of alcohol that is not going to inflame you the way others because they're grainless and they don't have as much sugar. So you've got less sugar, less grains. And a lot of the times when we're having effects from alcohol, like wine, it's because of the you have a hypoglycemia situation going on, and that's why so many people drink and they either get headaches or they get severely dehydrated or they wake up 2 hours later into a sleep. That's all hypoglycemia effects. So I love the bone broth because it keeps you hydrated, and if you add the right kind of drink in there, it's not sugary and it's not grainy, then you have a much more pleasant experience in having your drink.
Great. So you can actually substitute it for coffee in the morning. You can have it for lunch with some vegetables and have an after evening cocktail with bone broth. And now, next you're going to tell me if you freeze them, you can have popsicles for dessert.
The popsicles, soups and stews and popsicles.
That'd be great.
You put them in ice cube trays and then stick them in, you know, wherever you want. There's so many ways to use bone broth. And I'm happy to present to you, you know, over 120 ways in the cookbook.
That's awesome. Tell us, I read something about the 80-20 maintenance plan. Tell us more about that.
So the 80-20 is just basically how much fairy dust you can have after you go through the 21 days. And that is contingent upon how much you brought your inflammation down. So if your inflammation is really decreased, like I can have a lot of play in my diet. I can go out and have a lot of fun because I have no inflammation in my body. I keep an eye on it. I've trained my body. I know how to do it. I can tell when it's creeping up. And you will too. Anyone can do this. So when you get your inflammation down, depending on how many series of 21 days you have to cycle through from the bone broth diet or the bone broth diet cookbook, then you can say, how much fairy dust can I have? And what is that fairy dust? For me, I love gluten-free pasta. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it. I have it all the time. It's one of my favorite meals and I'm okay with it. I can have gluten-free bread with grass-fed butter on it. I'm okay with that. You know, whatever your fairy dust is, where I don't ever go because it doesn't work for me is gluten never works for me. So now if I go to Italy, you're darn well sure I'm going to order that pasta. And if I go to France, you can rest assured a croissant is going to fall on my plate and I'm going to eat it. But it really is a very special situation for me to have gluten because gluten makes me tired. It makes me tired and I don't like that. And I also know that's one of the indicators we talked about. I told you, pay attention to these things. Pay attention to things like bloating. Pay attention to things like achy joints. Pay attention to how food makes you feel. That's your tell. That's your tell. And that's how you know when how food is affecting your metabolism, how food is affecting your digestive system, how food is affecting your physiology, and it all matters.
And you bring up such a good point is how food makes you feel, but it may not be instantly. Like I'll do pizza and it's just great. I love it. And I feel like crap. Like 5-10 minutes later, I fall asleep and then I feel my heart rate. So it's kind of like, well, I loved when I took, so I don't do pizza anymore for that reason. And maybe the gluten free or the cheese, something in there. And I think it was the gluten. So I had to stop, but it's not during. I actually felt better, I guess, because it's satisfying.
Of course.
But like you said, it could be later on.
You got your serotonin. You got your serotonin hit. So, you know, that's the feel good hormone. So you're getting a lot of, you know, your leptin and all that. So your hormones are saying, all right, this is great. Okay, this is great. And then till an hour later and you feel like, you know, you swallowed a bowling ball. And
right.
We see this a lot of times with people with dairy. One of the biggest things that we see with dairy is that people are not connecting that dairy is why they have issue XYZ. Dairy is why they have chronic acne. Dairy, which is big, chronic is, you know, the use of dairy is why they have itchy skin or psoriasis or eczema. Dairy is the reason why they're tired all the time. Dairy is the reason why they just can't push through a weight plateau. So oftentimes, that's why I love this bone broth cleanse and the bone broth diet. It gives you a chance to still get the nutrient sufficiency. You don't feel like you're deprived or doing without. And at the same time, you're cleansing your body. And then what I say in the book is then start paying attention to how food makes you feel and is a very powerful, very powerful feeling. It's really powerful to know and to not walk around saying, I'm gaining weight. I don't know why. I can't get rid of this. We've all felt that way. But what if you could take that off the table? What if I told you today you could take that off the table? Because you can. If you get your inflammation down, Then you start adding these foods in. I call it your fairy dust. You start adding these in, and you see how you pay attention. I mean, people pay more attention to researching a car they're going to buy than their own body, and that needs to stop.
So
we need to start really paying attention to how our environment feels in our body. So many of the illnesses we have is really your body's just simply responding to the environment you put yourself in and the environment you choose to stay in, whether that be a social stress, a relationship stress, a job stress. So many of the things that we experience are because of our choices. So let's start by making the right choices with something that we do several times a day, which is eating.
And it's so easier now to make the right choices than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you didn't have gluten-free anything. You didn't have alternatives to dairy or cheese. We have that now. So it's so much easier, and they're actually great tasting. I had some dairy-free cheese at Whole Foods. It was so good. And then, of course, coconut milk, and you've got almond milk and rice milk. There's so many options. You don't have to do the dairy, and they're delicious. They really are.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of choices, so you are in control.
That's fantastic. Well, fantastic. Great information. You shared a lot of good information, and we appreciate you being here with us today. And to get your copy of Dr. Petrucci's latest books, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet and the Bone Broth Cookbook, with 125 recipes to help you lose pounds, inches, and wrinkles, go to drkellyanne.com. While you're there, check out some of her recipes and articles. Sign up for her newsletter. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Kellyanne. For my daily health tweets, follow me at Dr. David Friedman. You can stay up to date with all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. Never miss a show. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.